Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than they're worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
How do I make my job application stand out? Are there any tricks? These are questions Erica Rivera, a former recruiter at Google and now career coach at Career Diva, has heard time and time again. In today's competitive job market, the need to make a lasting impression quickly is crucial. So it's understandable that candidates are looking for any extra way to grab a recruiter's attention. However, according to Rivera, these hacks don't usually work and can instead hurt your chances, because it shows a lack of trust and credibility. Here are three tricks you should avoid and what you should do instead when applying to any job. First, don't use white text. Applicants will sometimes copy the job description and paste it into their resume in small white font so that it isn't visible, says Rivera. Their goal is to get their resume through the applicant tracking system by filling it with keywords. But here's the thing. If it does go through and lands in the hands of the recruiter, they are going to wonder where those keywords are. It raises a red flag, she says. In the past, I have had to reject people because of this, which is hard, Rivera says. I've sat there and wondered, why is the ATS giving me such a high score when I can't see any of these keywords? She realized that they were secretly included in the resume when she scanned the page with her cursor. The experience left a bad impression, she says, because even if she hadn't noticed the candidate made it into the interview stage, they weren't likely going to have the requisite experience. Instead, when crafting a resume, she recommends speaking to the experiences you have and using keywords that are relevant to you. You could even create a section on your resume of relevant skills and qualifications. Another common hack some applicants use is listing a job title in their resume that they haven't officially held, says Rivera. Their hope is to look more appealing, but if you're doing that and the company then runs a background check on you or speaks with a reference, it can backfire, she says. For example, your reference might say something like, oh, they weren't a team lead, they were an individual contributor. Additionally, it's important to ensure that your job titles on your resume match those listed on your LinkedIn profile. It happens more than you'd think, Rivera says. Then I wonder, what is it? For me, as a recruiter, it's a red flag, as I'm now being provided with two different pieces of information. Do what you can to maintain credibility and trust throughout the process. I tell people you want to be as honest as possible, as more often than not, you're going to get caught up in the process somewhere if you aren't fully transparent. And finally, Rivera says she has seen people give fake references, such as using a family member or friend's name and falsely claiming them as past managers or coworkers. Don't do that. When a recruiter goes to reach out, it becomes suspicious when they can't verify who they say they are, says Rivera. For instance, they don't have a company email address, or it is obvious they don't work for that company. The reason as to why someone does this varies, but I've heard things like, I had a toxic work environment, or I didn't have a great relationship with my manager, so I looked for a way around it, she says. I get it, but unfortunately, when a background check doesn't line up, an offer can't get pulled back. Instead, she advises applicants to use someone else at their past company. Select someone you have a better relationship with, or maybe a peer who isn't a friend. Companies, big ones especially, are thorough with their background checks, so it's best to be honest. Otherwise, you're probably not going to move forward. Now that we've debunked a few hacks that don't work, if you are trying to get your application noticed, there are a couple things you can do. If you're concerned about lacking specific experience for a role, concentrate on highlighting your existing strengths and accomplishments when crafting your resume, says Rivera. You can do this by highlighting your relevant background, such as coursework or extracurricular activities, particularly if you're a recent graduate. You can also emphasize specific skills or qualities that demonstrate your value, even if they're not directly aligned with the desired position. Additionally, consider taking an intermediate role within your target industry to gain experience before pursuing your ideal job, she says. It can be beneficial to explore alternative avenues, such as personal projects or volunteer work, to bolster your resume with tangible examples of your abilities and dedication. At the end of the day, there are a lot of hacks out there and a lot of misinformation, too. But when applying for jobs, honesty will get you further than any trick will.
That's all today from Fast Company. Talk to you tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.